This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Last week, House Democrats introduced the Raise the Wage Act of 2021, which would gradually raise the minimum wage to $15 per hour by 2025. The National Restaurant Association released a statement expressing concern that small businesses will not be able to keep up with wage increases while recovering from the massive economic challenges from the pandemic. Sean Kennedy, EVP of Public Affairs for the National Restaurant Association, said the Raise the Wage Act imposes an impossible challenge for the restaurant industry. While other businesses on Main Street are starting to see a recovery, restaurants across the country are struggling to stay open amidst indoor dining bans or limits that have been in place for 10 months. During a pandemic is not the time to impose a triple-digit increase in labor costs. In other restaurant news from D.C., a joint budget resolution has been filed offering instructions to relevant congressional committees, such as providing additional relief for the nation's small businesses and hard-hit industries, including a dedicated grant relief program for restaurants totaling $25 billion. The NRA's Kennedy said the $25 billion Restaurant Recovery Fund has the potential to be a game-changer for tens of thousands of restaurants on the verge of closing. 2020 ended with the industry slipping into a double-dip recession and losing nearly 400,000 jobs, highlighting the unique challenges restaurant owners and our employees are still facing. Here's another game changer for many franchise and restaurant brands. Yesterday, it was announced Uber will acquire Drizly, the on-demand alcohol delivery app, for $1.1 billion in stock and cash. Drizly was designed to comply with local regulations in more than 1,400 cities. It works with local merchants to provide consumers with a selection of beer, wine, and spirits at competitive prices. Checkers Drive-In Restaurants is rolling out a Restaurant of the Future prototype that features a new look, a digital-only drive-through lane, and revamped kitchen, the president and CEO of Checkers and Rally's Francis Allen said this week. Allen described the new look as bold and contemporary while still honoring the brand's iconic image, but the kitchen overhaul may be the most significant element of the redesign. The drive-through lanes are also getting an update that reflects the current off-premise environment. One of the two lanes in the standard double-lane drive-through format will be dedicated to orders placed either through the mobile app or via third-party delivery firms. School of Rock has been awarded a U.S. patent for its revolutionary School of Rock method. The School of Rock method builds music proficiency through its proprietary learning system. CEO Rob Price said, "We are honored that School of Rock's integrated approach to music education has been formally recognized as a breakthrough. Our method engages students to unlock a lifelong passion for ongoing creative discovery. The COVID pandemic has only reinforced the potency of our method since it was quickly adapted to remote delivery." Century 21 Real Estate announced the system collectively has raised more than $2.5 million for Easter Seals, an organization that for more than 100 years has been providing exceptional services, education, outreach, and advocacy for people with disabilities. Michael Meadler, president and CEO of Century 21, said, "Helping others thrive is baked into the overall mindset of our family of sales professionals that call the Century 21 brand home." Some new items and old favorites returning to some franchises' menus this month. Pizza Hut is rolling out a Detroit-style pizza. At McDonald's, the Shamrock Shake and Oreo Shamrock McFlurry are back soon. The Shamrock Shake, by the way, was created in 1967 by a Connecticut McDonald's owner-operator. And Taco John's, always a little cheesy, is now rolling out Taco John's Queso Blanco. Chief Marketing Officer Barry Westrom said, "Where else can you get a premium queso of this quality in the drive-thru? Nowhere, that's where. To bask in all of Queso Blanco's cheesy glory, we're celebrating by offering free servings and calling on guests to tell us what they think." Back in a moment with People News after a quick word from Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to either purchase or recapitalize a business tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. In people news this week, Debo Alexander Paget is the new director of marketing at Color Me Mine. Ryan Ostrom is the new CMO at Jack in the Box. Trey Skeens has been promoted to Chief Operating Officer at Yum Brands. Homewell Franchising, Inc. welcomes Matt Balducci as Senior Director of Franchise Services. Mathnasium Learning Centers announced Shant Azarian is the new CEO. And Citywide Franchise announced the addition of David Braun as Director of Franchise Development. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the Franchise Show is happening again in person, this time at the Dulles Expo Center just outside of Washington, D.C., March 6th and 7th. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates again in person, contact Michael Higham at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. And I will be there live podcasting from the exhibit hall, so please join me. For more information, you can check out franchiseshowinfo.com. Marketing pros, don't miss Social Joey's Facebook Franchise Tip of the Week podcast every Monday on the Social Geek Radio Network.